Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
855-839-1210. On X, at Rich Zeoli. The president, by the way, sitting down with Martha McCallum, saying he's very unhappy with NATO members for still buying Russian oil. I can't believe they still are buying Russian oil. But he's right to say that, and they should stop it immediately. Because, as he said, if Putin's sales go down, the war will come to an end. You guys keep buying his product. As Dr. Coates has always said, Russia is a gas station with nukes. Stop buying the product. I mean, if you need to run in there and get, I don't know, cigs and Gatorade, that's fine, but stop buying his oil. All right. Obviously, the big story of the day today is Jimmy Kimmel and what happened with his show last night. And there's a lot to digest from that. As usual, these things in life are not as black and white as they appear. And I'm going to take your calls on this today. So I've already told Justin. Now I'm telling DeSantis, you have to screen phone calls today. Sorry. People yell at me. It's not me. It's them. I don't answer the phones. I can't. I have no way to answer phones in here. So call the show at 855-839-1210. You can also tweet at Rich Zeoli. You can weigh in on our YouTube chat as well at 1210 WPHD on YouTube. So Jimmy Kimmel lost his show, is suspended probably indefinitely, I would imagine. I don't see him coming back. So the word on the street is he's going to be on Stephen Colbert's show Monday night. Now, there's a couple layers to this. Obviously, the first layer is the fact that these late night shows, it's not making a ton of cash anymore. They pay these guys obscene amounts of money and people just aren't watching them. So the shows cost the networks a lot of money. That's number one. We saw this with Colbert. Now, with Colbert, everybody assumed that it was cancel culture. The problem with that, though, is that the very same company that owns CBS is Paramount, and they paid $1.5 billion for South Park. Now, I don't know if you watch South Park. I used to, and then I stopped. I just don't have a lot of time. I have three kids, and I got a job, and I don't have a ton of time. But I did watch this season South Park, mainly because I was excited about Charlie Kirk being featured on there. And so I tuned in. That show savages President Trump on a weekly basis. The most recent episode had him, because he's on the show, his lover is Satan, and he got Satan pregnant. And Fox News was all cheering this on and saying how wonderful it was that the president got Satan pregnant. Now, I bring that up because obviously if it was about cancel culture, then the administration would have used the pressure, because there's this whole merger going through, to say, not only do I want Colbert gone, but I want South Park gone too. Instead, Paramount paid the creators of South Park $1.5 billion with a B for that show. So it's not exactly cancel culture if, on the one hand, you're getting rid of a guy who costs the network $100 million a year, and you're spending $1.5 billion for a show that is way more anti-Trump than Stephen Colbert on his best day. Because for all the things about Stephen Colbert, he never insinuated that the president was having sexual relations with the devil and then having his love child. And that's not a defense of Stephen Colbert. That's just the fact. He just never insinuated those things. The reason why the Jimmy Kimmel thing is troubling is because Brendan Carr, the FCC chairman, chose to go on TV and speak about this, and he should not have. He should not have done that. The problem is that years ago, we had an FCC chairman named Ajit Pai, who was an unabashed defender of freedom of speech. And he was under the Trump administration, by the way. He was the chairman of the FCC under President Trump. And he had a lot of shows back then that were anti-Trump. And he never once called for investigations. He never once tried to go out there and do anything. He wasn't a grandstander. This guy, Brendan Carr, I think he wants to run for Senate or something because he's putting himself into the story. You shouldn't be putting yourself into the story when you're the FCC chairman. It reflects badly on the president. And this whole thing now is going to wind up being used by Democrats in midterms to say that we have a censorship state in America. And the problem is that you have these mergers that are going on right now, and it looks very much like government coercion. Now, if you remember, under the Biden administration, we were all screaming and we sued the Biden administration because they were coercing social media companies to censor conservatives over their views on COVID-19 under the guise that we were spreading lies and misinformation. So they would go into Facebook and Twitter, and this was all exposed by Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger under the Twitter files, and they would say, you need to deplatform that person, you need to shut that person down. And if you don't, well, we'd hate to bring about net neutrality. And we talked about this. We said, if the government is coercing private companies to censor speech, that is against the First Amendment. The government can't do that. Now, the FCC has jurisdiction on over the airwaves. So they have jurisdiction over this radio station, for example. They have jurisdiction over the show, and they have jurisdiction over any of the old television networks that go over the air that had to get licenses from the government way back when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president. The FCC has rules that you have to follow. For example, as you know, the seven deadly words. You can't say, there are seven words that you can't say. Otherwise, you will get all kinds of FCC fines. There was a time when Howard Stern was funny before he became woke, and he would take on the FCC all the time. And he would get fined, and the stations would get fined, and he would fight them. And then eventually one day he said, enough is enough. I'm tired of fighting with the FCC. I'm going to satellite radio. Now, at the time, there was Sirius and there was XM. They had yet to merge. But the FCC has no jurisdiction over satellite radio. Just like the FCC has no jurisdiction over cable. It has no jurisdiction over podcasts, YouTube, streaming, whatever else. So, for example, Joe Rogan can say whatever he wants. He can use all seven deadly words as often as he wants during his show. The same with Tucker or Bill Maher's Club Random podcast or Bill Maher and his HBO show, Real Time. The FCC has no jurisdiction over those programs. They have no jurisdiction over those stations, networks. I mean, it's or like the vocabulary is changing in a lot of ways now as the technology changes. But when Howard Stern did this, there was really no other options. I mean, there was cable, but he had a cable TV show at one point. It didn't do particularly well. He wanted to do a radio show. They were not putting radio shows on cable television back then. Satellite radio came along and said, we'll offer you hundreds of millions of dollars if you come and you and then they built an entire network around him. That's the reason why satellite radio got its start, really, because of Howard Stern. And then, of course, he went woke and he went crazy and he started hiding in his house during COVID and he never came out. And then he completely changed or just showed his true colors as the guy he always really was. Just a guy who cared much more about people liking him at the Hamptons when they sip their Chablis than the working class people that actually used to listen to his radio show when it was on terrestrial radio. So the FCC's jurisdiction is limited in terms of its scope. It has the over-the-air waves, television and radio, of which people are not consuming that in the same way they used to anymore. Let's be honest, there's probably a good chance that you probably haven't watched a show on ABC, CBS or NBC in quite some time. I mean, I haven't. I don't. Most of the shows I watch are either on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Like, for example, I'm watching the new Terminalist Dark Wolf. It's the prequel to the Terminalist Jack Carr show. It's the number one show on Amazon Prime. Another reason why you should get your tickets right now, become see Jack Carr on October 13th when he comes to town. I think there's maybe, Matt, see if you can do a quick count for me, but I think it, or Justin, I think at last check, there might have been 10 VIP tickets left. All right, if you don't mind. And now there's still general admission tickets left, but the VIP gets you the chance to meet Jack, get a signed copy of Cry Havoc, get a souvenir Politics and Pints tumbler, and also get to see me, because I will be there for the VIP. Starts at 6 o'clock. It's at Bucks County Community College, the Zlock Performing Arts Center. Seven VIP tickets left. All right. So I don't watch ABC, CBS, and NBC. But they all own streaming platforms. They all have their own streaming platforms, and that's the game now. That's the battle, is streaming. It's not winning in the 9 p.m. slot on NBC anymore. There's no more must-see TV on Thursday nights. When I grew up, Thursday night was must-see TV on NBC. You had Seinfeld on back then. You had Friends. You had to watch must-see. That doesn't exist anymore. There's no must-see TV. I don't even know what the hell's on anymore at night. I couldn't tell you what's on NBC at 9 o'clock. So we're changing how we consume data and we consume entertainment. You might be streaming this radio show right now. You might be watching on YouTube. If you're streaming it or you're watching on YouTube and I drop the F-bomb, you're going to hear it, because the FCC doesn't govern the apps and it doesn't govern YouTube. And we also don't have a way to censor that. So we hit the dump button if I drop the F word, because it can't go over the airwaves. But it can certainly go on YouTube. And it can and if you listen to Megyn Kelly, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because that woman curses like a sailor, which is part of the reason why people love her, is that she curses like a sailor. Now, the FCC does not exist to be the truth police. If you remember, under Nina Jankowicz, the failed musical theater actress who sang that ridiculous song about misinformation and disinformation, we were all up in arms at this idea that the government was going to come along with their Ministry of Truth and decide what we were saying that was true and what we were saying that was a lie. And we blasted it, rightfully so, and we made them get rid of it. This idea that Jimmy Kimmel lied and that therefore the FCC has jurisdiction over him is just absolutely not true. People lie on television all the time. Entertainers are not bound by codes of truth, thank God. And also, because who decides what's the truth? The government? No, of course not. So people say, well, he can't go on TV and lie. No, he can. Actually, he can. You have a First Amendment right to lie. You can lie to your audience to entertain them. Comedians do it all the time. They lie about things that happen to them. They lie about, you know, it's funny. A lot of comedians, and I don't put Jimmy Kimmel in this category, I don't think he's funny, but they lie about things that never, because it never happened. They make things up. They're stories. They're entertainers. They're making things up. So the government's not there to be the truth police. The FCC was not established to be the truth police. So whether Jimmy Kimmel lied or not about the motivations of the shooter of Charlie Kirk is not relevant to the point, because you don't want a government agency deciding that somebody lied. If that was the case during COVID, a whole lot of people would have been taken off the air for lying. Me, for example. Let's not forget something. During COVID, on the airwaves of WPHT, I was out there saying that COVID came from the lab. I was also out there saying that COVID can't spread outside. I was also saying that the vaccines don't stop transmission. I was also saying that we should not be vaccinating our children. They don't need it. Now, all of those things were considered lies by the government. Biden administration considered all of those things lies. I questioned the results of the 2020 election in Pennsylvania because of the Supreme Court. That was considered to be a lie, disinformation, misinformation. So if the FCC's job was to police that speech, I would have lost my job a long time ago and probably been hit with fines and everything else. But that's not their job. That's not what they're there for. Brendan Carr is trying to expand his authority in an area that he doesn't have the power to do so. The marketplace, however, is totally different. So the company that owns most of those stations, Sinclair, did not like what Jimmy Kimmel had to say. They heard from their viewers and they said, we don't want to run the guy's show. Now, at that point, the parent company, ABC, and their parent company, Disney, and Disney's parent company, China, because as I've told you before, the actual name for the company is ABC Disney China, had a couple choices to make. It could run Jimmy Kimmel, but realize it's not going to be in a whole lot of markets around the country. It could say, we're moving you to a streaming platform where the FCC can't touch you. So we're now going to add your show to Hulu, which ABC Disney China owns. And we're going to stream your show exclusively on Hulu or Disney Plus, where they air lots of things besides just Mickey Mouse cartoons. They could have done that. They didn't. They got rid of the guy. Now ask yourself why. The reason is because he wasn't worth it. He wasn't worth keeping because he wasn't making the network enough money to justify his salary. The ratings were not there. The show cost too much money. So this was a convenient excuse, in my opinion. I don't know for sure because I wasn't in the room with the ABC Disney China executives, for them to say, Jimmy Kimmel's gone. And at the same time, Jimmy Kimmel can turn around and say he's some sort of free speech martyr. The problem with Brendan Carr going on TV and talking about all this and the president tweeting about it or truth socialing about it is that there's also another merger that's happening right now that needs government approval. So it's an open invitation for the left to turn around and say, you see, the Trump administration is using the same coercion tactics you guys screamed about to get the people they don't like off the air. Otherwise, those mergers won't go through. Now, do I think that's true? No, I don't. Because if it was true, the South Park example that I gave you would not have happened. South Park would not have been bought by $1.5 billion by Paramount because the government would have said, drop South Park or that merger is not going through. So I don't think that's happening. That's my evidence for why I don't. But perception is reality. And the perception right now is, and Democrats and the media and everybody else is going around and saying that the evil Trump administration is using government coercion to silence its critics, to destroy the First Amendment, and to establish a ministry of truth. So all the things that we said we hated about the Biden administration, they're now saying about the Trump administration. That shouldn't happen. This is a self-inflicted wound here. We could have been very easy to just let this play out in the marketplace. Kimmel said what he said. People didn't like it. Sinclair owns a majority of the stations that carry his show. They dropped the guy. That could have been the end of it. And that should have been the end of it. Because the free market should be the ultimate decider in these matters. But when Brendan Carr got on there and said, we're going to start investigating and we're going to start holding these stations to the community standards, now you just complicated things in a very big way. And you open the door for the left to do that when they're back in charge. Because we can't sit here and act like we're going to be in power forever, because that's a fantasy. You know, the pendulum swings. At some point, you may have a Democrat in the White House. You may have a Democrats could win control of Congress. And then at that point, they could decide, well, you know, based on what Brendan Carr said, we're going to make sure the FCC is enforcing community standards. And here are the community standards we believe. We believe that it's incumbent upon broadcasters to speak the truth about climate change. Therefore, we don't want to have anybody out there who's doubting the climate science. We need them to be speaking the truth about vaccines and drugs. So we don't want anybody out there who's questioning Big Pharma or having people on their shows who question the science. Our community standards include, we believe that all people are inclusive, so therefore we can't have anybody on the airwaves who would argue that a biological man cannot become a woman. Something that I have said for years on these public airwaves. Think about 2021, 22. Think about the battles with University of Pennsylvania and our friends Paula Scanlon, Riley Gaines. And we were the ones, and I was the one, and my fellow hosts were the ones saying, men can't be women. Now, if the left is in charge of the FCC, the left's going to say, well, our community standards say that is misinformation. Science says you can transition, you can be born into the wrong body. Therefore, we need you to uphold the community standards. And then they start going after conservative radio hosts like me, since we are under the auspices of the FCC, we are under their regulation, and say, either speak the truth or you're gone. Now, that's a very scary place. And then, of course, they could also say to the stations that still have television shows, they could say, and we want you to show the appropriate community content. So we'll have, climate crisis now at 11. We'll have real domestic violence extremist school moms at 11:30. Real domestic violent extremist school board moms of New Jersey. Sounds like a hit show. And of course, we'll have the LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet plus numerical symbol happy hour every night at 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? It'll be like a little asterisk. If you don't, it's because the state is helping them transition. The more you know, it'll be like that. This is not a world we want to live in. This is not a world we want to live in. I'm telling you right now, people are way too quick to celebrate this. They are way too quick to say, oh, good, the FCC is upholding standards of truth. Last time I checked, we conservatives don't want the government upholding and deciding what is truth. Because when the government starts getting in that business, they tend to silence conservatives. We saw that with the last administration literally doing that with conservatives on social media. And trying to do that with people on TV and radio. And we fought those battles. And we were successful in fighting those battles. And yeah, a lot of the people today who are outraged over Jimmy Kimmel said years ago that person A should be let go and person B should be let go and person C should be deplatformed. All that's true. It doesn't make the FCC getting involved in this better. It doesn't make the FCC getting involved in this right. It just shows that they're freaking hypocrites. Whereas I'm consistent. I've been saying this for years, and I'm not going to change my tune today because somebody I don't like, Jimmy Kimmel, who I think is a clown and not a funny kind of clown, not the kind of clown that makes you laugh kind of clown, lost his show. He lost his show because of market forces. And if the FCC chairman had just not said anything, this wouldn't even be an issue. Because it just would have been what they did with Colbert. You cost us too much money, we're losing cash, and you're gone. Nobody's watching these shows anymore. But the waters got muddied yesterday. And even Laura Ingraham, and I love what she had to say today on Fox News. She said the same thing I'm saying. The FCC chairman should not have gone on TV yesterday. He should not have gone on TV and said what he said. There's no need for it. Just let the marketplace figure this out. Sinclair was already dealing with the Jimmy Kimmel situation, and ABC Disney China was already dealing with it, too. Those executives said, great, we have an excuse now. All these affiliates are dropping his show. These affiliates don't want to carry his show. We can axe the guy. We save probably $100 million. I'm guessing that's probably what the show costs based on the numbers with Colbert. We could save about $100 million and use that money for other things. The audience just isn't there anymore. Guy's overpaid. We don't need it. Now, the same outcome happens, only now Democrats get to say, oh, you're being the speech police. Look at you weaponizing government. Look at you threatening these companies that these mergers won't go through unless you get rid of the critics of Trump. And that's not true. Because if it was true, like I said, South Park would not be on the air right now. This is a show that lampoons the president as the devil's lover. And at no point did the administration say to Paramount, if you want this merger to go through, you better get rid of South Park. But I can already see the campaign ads. I can already see the Democrats in the midterms next year talking about how this government, this administration is going after people they don't like on television and radio. And I could already see the Democrats, when they get back in power, saying, you know what? Community standards. That Zeoli guy says a lot of things that are lies. That Zeoli guy, he lies a lot. He lies about climate change not being a threat. He lies that men can't become women. He lies and says the COVID vaccine doesn't stop transmission. He lies and says COVID came from a lab when everybody knows it came from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. Get that guy off the air. The FCC needs to stay the hell out of this. They're not the speech police. Their job is not there to make sure that people are saying the truth on networks or radio stations. Their job is to make sure you don't curse. That's it. That's their job. And to make sure that there's the proper distribution of licenses and that the requirements for the licenses are met and yada, 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 yada. But when you look at those requirements, there's nothing in there about meeting the government standards of truth. Thank God, by the way. Thank God. Because if there was, then Biden's Ministry of Truth with Nina Jankowicz would have shut me down a long time ago. So here's how we deal with this going forward. Brendan Carr doesn't go on TV and start threatening investigations about hosts on radio and television that Brendan Carr doesn't like. He's the FCC chairman. That's not his job. Let senators do that. Let members of Congress do that. Let other commentators do that. Scream about why Jimmy Kimmel should be fired instead of having the FCC chairman do it. That's how we deal with this going forward. And then you just let the marketplace resolve itself the way the marketplace will. Because Jimmy Kimmel was doomed. All we've done now is just make it complicated. It's an unnecessary forced error. And we have midterms in a year. A year from now, we have midterm elections. 1 year from now. I mean, Democrats are already, they're loving this. They're loving this. Oh, Trump's Ministry of Truth. Trump using the power of government to coerce these stations. Your mergers won't go through unless you put this person on or you fire that person. That's not true. That's not happening. But that's the perception right now. So that's what's really going on. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. 855-839-1210 or on X at Rich Zeoli, or of course on our YouTube chat as well. That is the Big Story of the Hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. As for Kimmel's future, I don't know. I don't really care. I think he'll probably wind up doing some sort of a streaming thing. I think most people will. Honestly, I think it's where most people are going to end up anyway. Doing something on YouTube, having a podcast, doing something on an area where the FCC doesn't have its tentacles in the first place. Not just because the FCC doesn't have its tentacles there, but just because that's where consumers are. More people now are listening to things on demand, and they're listening to things when they want and watching things when they want that are not over the traditional airwaves of television and radio. That's just a fact. That's why we spend so much time on this radio station telling you to listen to us on either the iHeartRadio app or the Odyssey app, or to stream us on YouTube. Because the company's not stupid, and we know that people are listening in other ways now. So we're trying to reach you where you are. So this is a reminder, you can listen on the iHeartRadio app, or you can stream on the Odyssey app, or you can watch on YouTube. But none of those things are governed by the FCC. Only the show over the airwaves is. That's it. So at some point, if I had an FCC chairman that said that I was spreading lies and misinformation and demanded an apology from me and everything else, and I said no, well, then I'm going to my podcast will be on YouTube. And all I got to do is just search for it, and you'll be able to find it, and it'll be right there. And I'll call it the FCC Chairman Show. Now, this wouldn't be under Brendan Carr. I don't think he'd be coming after me, but I'm saying when the next Democrat FCC chairman's in place. And that's what I'll call my show, the FCC Chairman Show, hosted by me. But in the meantime, I want the government to stay the hell out of this. I want the government to stay out of this. I want the marketplace to do what it does. If you're outraged about what Jimmy Kimmel said, then speak your mind. Say what you want. Let them know. And don't watch the show. That's what we believe. We believe that that's how we're supposed to approach these things, without the government getting involved. We, the people, decide at the marketplace. We don't have government regulators threaten investigations. We don't have the government threaten to pull stations' licenses. We don't do these things. That's what they do. We don't do these things. What we do is we speak our mind, we speak our voice, and then we make it very clear that we're not going to watch Jimmy Kimmel because we don't find the guy funny and we don't like what he has to say. And then we give our time, our money, and our support to the people that we like me, for example, or Gutfeld, or Jimmy Fallon, or whoever else. But keep the government out of this. I don't want to hear any stories about how, well, the airwaves, the FCC, and the truth, and you are then creating a precedent by which the Democrats will use that in the future to come after us. And don't think they haven't tried. They tried to shut down Rush Limbaugh so many times using the fairness doctrine. They tried to go after him. And what did they ultimately do? They ultimately went after his sponsors. So you'd have these awful organizations like Media Matters, and they would go after the sponsors, and they would say, look at this hate speech the guy's spreading. But the FCC didn't get involved. But they went after the sponsors. This is why when the Attorney General talks about hate speech, I cringe. When the FCC chairman talks about investigating networks for spreading lies, I cringe. Because they will do this to us one day. And we are not doing this. We're not playing this game. Absolutely not. No way. Kimmel's doomed. But Kimmel was doomed before Brendan Carr opened his mouth. And what he said was unnecessary, didn't need to be said. It was going to happen regardless. And I don't know what this guy's political ambitions are. I don't know what he's running for. I don't know what his goal is here. But it's something about himself and promoting himself, and at the same time, making it very difficult for conservatives right now to be out there defending freedom of speech. As for me, when we get back, I'm going to take your calls and open this box from Jack Carr and see what's inside. From my buddy, the Navy SEAL, the number one international best-selling author, and the man that you'll get to meet on October 13th. If you go to 1210WPHG.com right now and sign up for Politics and Pints before all the tickets are gone, do it now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, I got to open this box. Jack Carr sent me. And give me your thoughts, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli, if you'd like to weigh in. Like I said, the marketplace was going to deal with Jimmy Kimmel all by itself without the chairman of the FCC going on Hannity with for an 8.5-minute interview last night, of which Matt got me one cut that I sent him. Matt, I did ask you earlier today to get me some clips of that. Do you need me to read the text?
Of which? Brendan Carr?
Yeah.
We have multiple Brendan Carr clips and like 42 total. No, we have two at least.
Two, and I sent you both of them.
You, how many more do you want? We have 42 clips today.
But I specifically said we need more Brendan Carr. I don't need... What do you got? You got nonsense.
They're all the... No, they're not nonsense. Every clip is good.
This is
I stand by each one.
This is... Linda, you can add this to your lawsuit. I'm suing Matt DeSantis now.
I'll get you more Brendan Carr. You'll have it by the end of this segment.
Thank you.
I'll get you more Brendan Carr than you can shake a stick at.
There's only so many sticks I have, unless Jack Carr sent me some in his box. How many VIP tickets are left, by the way?
I think seven.
Seven?
Seven?
That's it. Seven. That's it. Jack Carr, October 13th. Seven tickets. Don is in Colorado. Don, what part of Colorado are you calling from?
Colorado Springs.
Nice.
So I'm listening to you on the net, on my smart speaker, wherever I can.
Beautiful.
And
love
And last year I did get to see Jimmy Fallon. Last year he was at the Pikes Peak Center here in Colorado Springs, put on a great show, got a picture with him. So if you see him, tell him Don from Colorado Springs said hello.
Well, I'll text him right now. But, you know, he was high as a kite that night. It had nothing to do with the elevation. You know that, right?
Yeah, and there was some drama and I think that was the day Trump got shot the first time, survived. But yes,
that was during Jimmy's comedy show. Oh man,
not during the show. It happened before it, but Fela let the show go on. It was that day. I mean, it wasn't during. That was at night. I'm just saying it was in the yeah.
Okay, that's right. Yes, all right. Well, anyway, I appreciate you listening and for calling. So, what are your thoughts?
Yes, I'm total agreement with you that the FCC, the head of it, basically stuck his foot where it didn't need to be. But, I mean, it's the conservatives being frustrated with it. But look at how the left is corralling around Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. They're corralling around Jimmy Kimmel. They really need to find their next Walter Cronkite or Edward R. Murrow that can unite the people and herd the people to the way of their thinking like they used to do. But the thing of it is, I'm in total agreement with you. Although the left will do it anyway, the FCC's remarks, it's just giving them ammunition in the future that they want to regulate the media and regulate it in the favor of the left like they've done in the past, but more aggressively, as you were pointing out. I mean, and we do need to fight that most definitely, especially if with these agendas to jab everybody, indoctrinate their children, get them into the revolution using the LGBTQ, all of that stuff. So we need to have some regulation, but at the same time, don't ban anybody over the freedom of speech, because that is how we can get ideas, good and bad, to the American people. I mean, let Colbert have his say, you know, and all that, and we'll figure it out. You know, no need to go after them for being leftist morons. And yes, we hate them. We would like to see The View go, but, you know... Come on, I mean, if The View is still making money for ABC, let them go. As long as they don't say anything stupid about Charlie Kirk and his the way he was taken out. I mean, that was upsetting. He said something misleading. He jumped onto something that was proven to not be true. It's no different than Dan Rather and Mary Mapes basically trying to take out Bush 43 in hopes to get John Kerry elected. Only Dan Rather had to leave CBS News, but he let it on his feet, and so did Mary Mapes. And they've learned nothing from what they have done.
Well, no, and they're going to continue the news. The media they'll continue to lie. But, I mean, Kimmel's a comedian, not a news reporter. I mean, a comedian. I'm using that term loosely, but he's not a news guy. You know what I mean? He's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer, but I still now view him more as a commentator, just like Jimmy Fallon does for conservatives and Greg Gutfeld. I mean, although they're more in news talk environments or cable news, this is how I view Bill Maher and I view Colbert. They want to do political commentary, dress it up in satire. Fine, you know, but don't tell us that you're comedians, because I've been to my local comedy club many times. It's funnier than going to watch The Late Show or Kimmel's show.
No doubt about it, because they're actually comedians and they're trying to make a living as comedians. Hey, Don, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks for listening all the way in Colorado. 855-839-1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, so the important thing to realize here is that Sinclair, which is the owner of most of the stations here, was canceling his show. Not because the FCC was going to investigate. They were going to cancel his show. They were going to take it off the airwaves because they didn't like what he had to say. That's their right. That's 100% their right. They have a right to choose what shows they want to air on their stations. That's called the marketplace. Just like they can put me on a show. They don't have to. They can do that if they want to. That's their choice. Completely up to them. They decided they were not going to keep Jimmy Kimmel on their stations. When the affiliates are not going to carry a show, then the parent company is kind of screwed. So what's the point of the FCC coming out and saying we're to do an investigation? And it's not like Sinclair was backing Jimmy Kimmel. It's not like Sinclair was turning around saying, oh, we're standing with Jimmy Kimmel. So what was the point? Other than I think Brandon Carr was doing something self-serving. Injecting himself into this for what purpose? There were already people commenting about Jimmy Kimmel. There were already people who were demanding that he go. And you had the owner of the stations, the largest number of stations that carried his show, the affiliates as they're called. And any syndication, you got affiliates, said we're dropping the guy. So what's the point of the FCC chairman going on television exactly? Other than to muddy the waters and make it seem like we now are the speech police. And this idea that he said something that's misinformation. Let's not go down that road. Because that's what they've been using against us for years. They say that Trump spreads misinformation every day. This incitement thing, is somebody asked me that question. Well, wasn't Jimmy Kimmel maybe inciting people with his comments? Well, what did we say about Trump after January 6th? No, he did not incite anybody, because incitement has to be something very specific. When you tell somebody specific, it has to be imminent, and you have to tell them to do something violent. A speaker who hears your words, whether those words are a comedian, a radio host, a president, a candidate, whatever, and then decides to go commit violence, that's not incitement. I haven't incited anybody. If I say take back our country and somebody goes out there and commits violence, I didn't incite that person. That person is crazy. And they can try to blame me for riling people up and getting people all worked up about saving our country and restoring the Constitution. Somebody goes out and commits violence, that's not on me. Unless I specifically tell people to do so. Unless I specifically say to people, go commit violence, that's not incitement. But do we really want the government? Do we want an agency, a three-letter agency, deciding what's information and what's misinformation? And we literally fought against this with Nita Jankowicz. We literally said when the Biden administration was going to do this, hell no. Hell no. I don't care if Jimmy Kimmel lied. I don't want the government getting involved. Let the affiliates and ultimately let the viewers decide. They'll decide. We'll decide. The marketplace will decide. We don't need a three-letter government agency just because we're in power now doing all the things that we were scared to death of the Democrats doing. We don't need this. And let's not be stupid here. At some point, they're going to be back in charge. So everything we do now, they're going to use against us at some point. And the other point that I hear too is, well, don't kid yourself, the left would do it anyway. Well, they didn't. They tried to, but we stopped them. They wanted to, but we fought them. But in all the years that I was on the air talking about COVID, I never got pulled off the air by the FCC. They never launched an investigation into me or our station. But they tried to create this ministry of truth. And what did we do? We fought back and we said no. And we sued, and we sued the Biden administration when they pressured social media companies to take down content, maybe from you. Maybe your content got taken down. So no, we don't need the government policing speech, policing truth. We don't need this stuff. We need the market to do what the market does, and the market was reacting already to Jimmy Kimmel. My sense is this Brandon Carr guy is probably running for Senate, governor. I don't know what the guy's objective is. But typically the FCC chairman doesn't go on national television, isn't tweeting about his thoughts on this. Just go run the FCC. Go deal with some rural TV station in Alabama and their radio and their poles, their antennas, whatever the hell it is. I don't know. You're not a commentator, you're not a senator, you're not a congressman. It's scary stuff here. It really is. It's scary. We are opening the door to something that we will absolutely 100% regret. And I think it's absolutely antithetical to Charlie Kirk's legacy. So does Matt in Hammertown. Matt, what's Hamilton or Hammertown? Where's Hammertown?
I'm in Hammertown, man. Hammertown.
Oh, Hammertown.
How are you?
Okay. I'm good, man. Somebody wrote Hammertown. I'm like, is that where MC Hammer's from?
I totally agree with you on this, Rich, and very strongly. And I think that, I mean, in my personal opinion, the ironic part, and I'm not saying this, obviously, I'm not being flippant here, but the ironic part is whether you liked Charlie Kirk or not, whether you agree with Charlie Kirk or not, I think he held the First Amendment very dear. I think he promoted the idea of open discourse. I think he promoted the idea of being able to speak your mind and being able to have some kind of discussion and to challenge what the normal, what is accepted, and say whatever you're feeling. And that's it's a pillar of our democracy, of our Constitution, of our republic. It's a pillar of what the founders created. Jefferson, Madison, Hamilton, if they would be appalled that this type of behavior, it's so French Revolution to me. And I just think you're right. It's a horrible precedent. It's bad. And I think the only thing we can do as Americans is stop silencing one another, open the discourse up, and have these conversations in order to figure out truth and support one another and compromise again. And I really strongly believe it. But the one thing, I mean, do you have any comment on that? But I have one more question.
Sure.
Do you agree? And I agree with you 100%. The one thing I'm going to challenge you on, though, Rich, is this. The president is tweeting out how great this is.
Yeah, and he shouldn't do that.
Right. I agree. And Pam Bondi. I don't know what she thinks her role is as the attorney general when she's talking about we're going to come get you.
Well,
if
I've
you
spoken
write this,
extensively on this, that, too, and I think she's dead wrong on that, too, and she needs to stop it.
I've heard you, but I, when we're talking about who's responsible for this, and you're emphasizing the FCC person, and
well,
I agree.
Fair enough. I'll tell you what. Only because of time, I'm gonna let you go, but I'm gonna read you a tweet, okay? And this is, and thank you for the call, Matt. I appreciate it. I'm just to prove your point, and just so you know that I'm not putting my money where my mouth is or something. I tweeted out the following. Let's see if I can find it here. We screamed and sued when Biden administration coerced social media companies to censor conservatives. Trump, Carr, etc. should stop commenting while these media mergers are under review. We don't need this looking like we are using government pressure to censor. Let the market do its thing. That's what I tweeted out at 12:54 p.m. I've been tweeting a lot about this. I'm glad Kimmel's gone. Because Sinclair made a decision, a business decision to get rid of him, and ABC Disney China made a decision, a business decision to get rid of him. So I'm glad he's gone. But I'm not glad that the FCC chairman was threatening investigations. And I'm not glad that now the perception is that he's gone because the FCC chairman was threatening investigations. So two things can be true at the same time. I'm glad Kimmel's gone, but I want him gone for the right reasons, because he's not making them money. Because he's losing them money, and because it's not a good show. I don't want him gone because people believe that it's pressure from the government as we're dealing with mergers that have to be approved by the FTC and everything else, because that stuff will come back and bite us. And I don't need the FCC chairman being a TV star. That's not his role. And when we get back, I'll play you what Laura Ingraham said. Laura Ingraham said the exact same thing today on Fox News, and bravo to her for saying so. And I will share that with you. But now I'm late. I'm over time. I spoke too long. Shocking, I know, but that's what happens. And I'm glad for the call. So give me more of them. 855-839-1210. You can disagree with me, by the way. I'm not going to yell at you. If you disagree or if you have a question, call in. 855-839-1210. And we'll talk about it. Talk about all these things. All right? We got a big show for you ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.